official Matam Elu Gimel Shemekes Adamarlo. In other words, bad things are Mekes Adamarlo. Is there something about these three things that's unique? Or that it forms some sort of Seder? In other words, the fact that the other mamar are saying other things, it's not a kasha because he didn't say three things, and that's the three things. So to say that only these things is divided minyana lemutasa. There's no kasha, no problem with that. What is it that these three things, what's the common denominator that these three things are shaya to be moitis arbarla? So the person has in himself a nefesh of bal chai. So the nefesh itself has different chalakim that it expresses itself. And he brings the Rambam in Akdama in Abbas in Shmaya Prakim. Shesom roish harifi maschola sifroish and nefesh shoyish. Tivis chiyunish nafshis. But he says there are different chalakim. This is a quote of Hakrit. That he says that the different halakim are three separate halakim. Hippocrates has three halakim. There's tibus, chinus, and nefashis, which means the physical that's almost vegetable-like, like almost chemical. Chiyunis is something which is shayach to bala chayim, and nafshis, which is sort of shayach to adam. And the Rama markers and he says she'ena dava kashel gimel afashas ala nefesh she'achas akshesh lakorech mocholokis sepolosa begrafeim pulois mocholokis ala nefesh she'achas akshesh mocholokis. So it's interesting, the Rambam makes a big point of it, Shmaya Prakim, like you should know that it's wrong and it's terrible and so on and so forth. It's kind of interesting why it's such a terrible asik. Yisach HaKol is talking about biology. So what's wrong with saying that the chemical parts of a person are chemical and the biological parts are biological and the higher parts are unique? Why is it by the Rambam such a big deal? You could say, I guess somehow that it's connected to Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, despite different things that happen that he does in the Kriya, so too we would expect Sur Sadov to be one. So basically we could look at it as being something which is a very, very, in the model it's sort of like almost Kabbalistic that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is one, a person needs to be one in different Krechas and he could see a different Halakim. I don't think there's so much to keep under the Rambam. But I would venture a guess in terms of the application in the Maisa. You see that a person's different halakim interact with each other. Let's give a mashal. Imagine I have a hole, a house, a hole, a stadium, something like that. So I have a guy constructing the walls and the windows, you know, construction company, and I have then a decorator doing the interior decorations that it should look very nice, aesthetically very pleasing. So if I were to tell you that let's say the building collapses, so I would tell somebody the reason why it collapsed is because it was ugly. The way it was decorated inside was very ugly. I would tell the person, you know, what are you talking about? I mean, one world has no shine of the other world. A building can be soundly constructed, yet ugly. constructed, and you have to be extremely stuffy and noisy and so on, because the acoustics was not right, or the air conditioning, whatever. These are different worlds that converge on one whole, but one cannot affect the other. It doesn't become uglier if it's stuffy. I mean, it may be unpleasant to be there, but it's, even on the pictures, look just as pretty. On a person, however, they interact tremendously. A person who has a lot of stress, he feels bad about something, he's not able to eat. A person eats, puts himself in a certain mood. Shabbos, we eat Sudas, and we're in a different mood, and so on. The person fasts, and he's nichna. The interaction between the different chelkei ha'adam, from the very, very most physical, a person who the Gemara says, the reason the Gemara broke out, the reason I didn't know the Shabbat was because I didn't eat this or the Torah today. Either it means it wasn't a tainus or just didn't this or the Torah. It's something which is very much connected one to the other. Therefore, it must be one sheirish. So, again, I don't think the Rambam means this necessarily, but I think there's an emes to it in what the Rambam is saying, like Abba Dissinia. Okay, so he explains the three koyches. Koyach tivi, who koyach shemakabla azon ashad of Nisai, v'deichol moises hateva. So you have the lower koyach, which simply is the gathering in food and processing it. U'megalos ha'guf b'ayuch b'reich b'asharu. And that there wouldn't be anything of, it's a very kind of like a plant almost. So he adds something which is fascinating, that the Koyach HaZnus comes from there. We would have placed Koyach HaZnus a little further up, but it's not like that. It's just like a person can be unconscious and it can eat and like certain tastes, not like certain tastes. These are very, very physical activities, and anything which is a simple physical pleasure gets put under this rubric. So movement, change on a physical level, since what makes a person alive, what makes a chai as opposed to a tzomeach is the koach ha'tenua. So moving about on the physical level, koach ha'chius, on a more personal level, it's mimena mischadish nikima netira kina besina. Because physical pleasure, the tzura of a person who's about taiva, whether it's a chila or a rayas, is he wants to sit in one place and have the tanugim come to him. He's not interested in, he doesn't build, he doesn't create, he doesn't change, he doesn't do anything. He wants to be a nen. It's a very, very passive type of type of hana, of koach. Kina, gaivach, netira, all of these are kohos that move a person to do, to act, to run, to push, to change, any type of being like that. Umishkan akarach hazeh ubelev, chesom akarach hazeh. And the place where that koch is in the heart, which the heart is the constant source of movement in the body. It's the aver that is constantly motion. It also is when a person gets angry, when a person pushes, when a person is driven, the change in the heart, the rate, the pressure, and so on. Hagimul hu koach nafshi. Hakoach hazeh yavamen hakochos harbe. Kamo kochos hachushim v'chamisha v'koach hachmachshava v'adim v'zikam ha'secho. These are the final, the sichtis hakochos. U'mishkan koach zeh b'moach. The famous abbreviation is melech, is moach, leiv, and kaveh. So if so, it's shulah koach zeh nefesh. Okay, so we have three kochos in the nefesh. Each koach itself is a chelik of the adam, and a chelik, and a very, very significant chelik adam. Because if we're going to be mechalik the bria into these chalakim, into the sumeach, three strata, and this is how these three strata are expressed.
Why does chushim come under the third category when it's something that we share with animals and seems to be closer to the to one of the earlier categories?
So the reason is because in as much as the chushim are things that are feeding, let's go down a notch. An animal, its sight and smell and all these things are very, very focused on its appetite. So I can't, it's almost as if I don't distinguish that and it's catching food. It's busy all the time, just it's looking for danger, catching food, and there's no real, the chush doesn't become an independent entity. It doesn't find things aesthetically pleasing, musically pleasing. It's all, they're all subordinate to whatever it is that they're in particular, you know, whatever it's a chilek of. So for the animal, the eyesight, the only thing it does is guide it to good things for itself or bad things. But that it should become an entity itself, a person's nenef of the chush, and so on, that belongs to the other world. So I think it means here specifically this nekuda of chushim coming into their own.
Mm-hmm. And why is kaved, the moyach and the leiv, we sort of see how the biological function ties right into the way Chazal understood its role. But why is the kaved associated with the kreach, the taiva, and that's the third element?
Why is what associated with that?
The kaved, what's that got to do with the kaved in terms of it? Yeah, how does it parallel it biologically?
The vast majority of materials, anything that's connected to the material of the body, it's the liver that processes it. It will take apart, physical materials and store physical materials. It creates the fat in the body. It gets rid of the cells you'll need. There is no tenua in it. There's certainly no sichus in it. It deals with material exchange. That's where it's the organ that most deals with that. So that's why that's called that. That's the essential. It's the chemical, as we understand it today, it's the chemical factory of the body. It reduces all the incoming things to appropriate chemicals and eliminates chemicals that shouldn't be there and so on. Mm-hmm. Which is the chimer of the goof. Now, I guess, let's say that point so that would bear it in mind. When Chazal says Moshe the Kaved is the seed of that, it doesn't mean that the Kaved itself has a cleave for taiva and it entices the person and so on and so forth. We know it not to be such. But what it means is the Tzuras Adam Halyayna, this is the place where if you're going to look for the center of the physical person, so if in Tachtonim it's Kaved, in Halyayna it's also going to be Kaved. That's the logic behind it. So we use it as a dogma for what's an appropriate title for something that's lamala. Let's give a marshal for this. It used to be in the old days when you had machines with real buttons. So you pressed a button, it pushed a piece of metal next to another piece of metal and closed the circuit and caused something to light up, to close down, whatever it is. Today, when you're dealing with a mouse and you click with the mouse on the button on the screen, there's no button there, and you're not pushing a button that's being pieced together. But what you're doing is you're creating an electronic circuit that structurally fulfills the same role that a button would on a physical whatchamacallit. So it's a marks a place, it's appropriate. could just say press on the button, even though it's really not a button, but that's what it is. The same thing is true with the covet.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the body, we find the covet is the nexus of the chemical attraction of the person. This would be true by the, we would appropriately name the karma. So yeah, also covet. Which is the way we described it, Chalke Neshama. It's the Lashon that Chazal said Medrash, and it is the Lashon of the Bali Chachmas Pnim, the Zidl Shazis. So if we're to ask ourselves, if you want to knock out a person, Chas V'Shalom, there are 3 points you can knock him out. You can knock out the Moyach, and then you get rid of the Adam Ha'elyon. You knock out the Leiv, and then you get rid of the Koyach Chiyus. You knock out the Kaveh, and you get rid of the Koyach of the Tzemeach Shabbai, the Tivi Shabbai. Refi Chiluk, Eilu Shosh Koyach Shalma, Kina Pava Kovat Mises Ad Moilam. Ki Acha, Shah Nefesh Yishla Eilu Gimel Koyachas, Asher Ba'ana Lamahlo, Im Yotze Ben Ashiur Ba'ilu Gimel Koyachas, Ve Yitze Ben Oilam. Shah Odom Voil Madeil Gimel Koyachas, Kodom Uboilam Adin Koyach Nafshi, so if a person overtaxes his koiches nefesh and he operates them where they ought not to operate, the person automatically is neitel aheder. Lafikach amar kakina asher yavo min koyach nafshi. In other words, it's putting my ambitions where they ought not to be. My ambitions should be to realize myself, to stable, to be zeicher both physically and in ruchnias and so on, to be zeicher to that which I'm uniquely supposed to be zeicher to. When it expands beyond its goal, it becomes destructive. And that's why when a person overindulges, a person overeats. A person has been garea his chiyus, and things would arise. Shemusav doshay tzarf la'adam. In adam ezo tois v'slokach ativeze. Uvaze yuitzim nekvul aroi lei. Lefig agil lei ahede. Shekokach min elo koiches kasho yuitzi. Min ashim nekvul. Masha ein tzarf en roi lemei v'ahede amis. So these two are a little bit easier to understand. V'akovid ulukoyach ha-sichli. Asher koyach zeh ha-sichli hu mevakesh ha-kovid. So madrega zeh ha-koyach hu mevakesh ha-kovid. Ki roi la-kovid nevaday, koyach zeh bodeh ha-chom yinacholu. Hari ha-kovid roi liyos al ha-sichli. Ki ha-kovid dover ruchni, v'ena dover gashmi. Lekach ha-kovid roi al ha-sichli, uksiv negev kenim kovid, let's talk a bit about this in 2 points. First of all, we unfortunately don't even understand what covet is. And for us, we understand that covet means a person sits at a banquet and somebody says, Kaddish, 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 and a person is very, very happy with it and very thrilled with it. That is certainly not. That certainly has no shaykhis, the cover we're talking about. Maybe it's a pale version of taiva, but it has nothing to that. The cover we're talking about is where a person looks for nechbadis in himself, that a person will not do things, that shayne adam hashav, that he's not going to do things, that you know, move this, do that. A person keeps himself the covetic. He doesn't stoop do things that are low. Now, that is, that's certainly a very, very good thing. It's very worthy, my dear, that a person does not do a virus because he's a nichbad and doesn't feel like stooping down. It's just like a little kid will have no problem playing in the mud pond. point. So that COVID is certainly, it's an awareness that stems from a, it's not physical, it's the words, can't translate anything like that. But you have the most like Michal Masol, when she says, Manich Berayel Melech Yisrael, where Machmas Hanhaga of Kavod, she looked askance at the fact that David HaMelech was the Mephazes, Makaka Mephazes, Hasefa Torah. That was wrong. That was covered. That had no place. So that a person, the marshal, walked the Nechbadis and acted on like a little child, if he's on a Mechashim and so on, that Chashivas is one of the Chashivas, and that Chashivas indicates something good about the person. But when he's trying to be mechabed himself, like the Rambam, he speaks about this about the Simchi Seder and so on, that when a person pushes himself to be mechabed, or where a person makes himself a zaka bein al fi chvoidoi, in times when it's called for him to stand up and to do something, to roll up his sleeves and to do something, then it's not a midat taiva. My late brother-in-law, it was again taking somebody for a branch of Yeshiva open up, and there was a certain person who seemed to have a lot of the milus, seemed to have the milus that one needed, and my brother-in-law was not didn't want to take him, and someone finally asked him why. I mean, this person seems to have, and he said, you need to develop a makom, to run a makom, you need certain aptus. You need to be able to roll up your sleeves and say, whatever it takes, I'll get it done. Yeah, mechobedik, not mechobedik. You can't walk on tippy toes and build a makom Torah. And therefore, he said, he feels this person is not, he will not be, it's not the right person for the job. So that's where covered is in its wrong place. It's an excess, and that's my desire. So covered, we're talking about this type of covered specifically. And then he brings the psukim here. Okay, how covered will a seichel? I said, uksivin egas kain of covered, shatira kain covered os kain. And so I'm talking about slum. Well, he's sitting there, say what talk about the pnizakin. Pnizakin was a shakana chachma. Shakoz and mechiach kain covered royal of kain hasichli. So when a person overdoes it, this is wrong. It takes him beyond this world, which is as good as saying out of this world. Claim of nature, you eat to be a social nefesh,
It's interesting to say there that it starts with kina first. Because he's not going milamata, lamala, lamala, lamata. It seems to be that because kina maybe is the ikra ha'adam, is the ruach, is the lave, is that the reason why he's starting with, like, what's the...
Interesting that kina and taiva refer to the middah. Covered is just the, it says just the covered, the fact of covered. It doesn't say mivakish covered, erodive covered.
A person wants to be a nichbet, a person who is a ruchnistic, a person has a sensitivity. You know, when a person says to himself, pasminish to do this, pasminish that I should do this, is a sense of nichbadus in the person. So we don't have a word parallel to it, but that's what it means.
No, I'm just commenting there on the Lashon HaKodesh, they're not quite symmetrical parallel terms.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You know, that would encapsulate in one word. You're right, it's a bit of acquisition, and you know, Tyra is a bit of this is.
It's interesting there is no such word for that.
What?
It's interesting that there is no such word for it.
Right, that's an interesting poetry piece. Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Call to.